Today I'm going to talk about the tree, the curse, and holiness. Get that, Bob? The tree, the curse, and holiness. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I just ask, Lord, that you would take over. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. My throat is sore. My ears are getting stuffed. My nose is running. I want to lay down. But God, you have me here right now. So take over, Father. And I give you this time. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. The tree, the curse, and holiness. Today's Torah parsha is known as Ki Tetzeh. When you go out. And Jewish tradition teaches us, you know, we have 613 commandments that are in the Torah. But in this portion today, it has the most of all the commandments of any Torah portions. There's 74 commandments that are listed in this portion today. And within this portion, we see a very practical compilation of teachings that squarely deals with a lot of real life situations. From inheritance rights of the firstborn to how to deal with stubborn, rebellious children. Of course, you've never experienced that, right? At all. From returning lost objects to the owner to building safety fences around the roof of a home in order to prevent loss of life. From protection of the living to how to treat the body of the deceased. And the ethical treatment here, it mentions the ethical treatment of a corpse extends to criminals even that are hung on a tree, that are being convicted or were convicted of capital offenses. And it mentions that bodies could not be left overnight since anyone hung on a tree is considered cursed by God. And this is one of the scriptures from this portion today that I want to emphasize part of this one. And if you have your scriptures with you, and remember, don't leave home without them. Take them with you all the time. Who has their Bible with them? Who doesn't have any Bible either in, let's see, a real one made out of paper or on your phone or on a tablet? Who doesn't have one? Be honest. There's some ones underneath some of the chairs. You want to make sure that you have your word with you. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, so that you're ready to take your stand against all the fiery darts of the enemy. But Deuteronomy chapter 21, which is in this portion today, verse 22 and 23. Deuteronomy 21, 22 and 23 says this. If a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death and you hang him on the tree, his corpse shall not remain on that tree overnight. You must bury it the same day. For anyone who is hanged is a curse of God. Now, if you know about the new covenant of Scripture, you know about Yeshua, you know that this Scripture is also mentioned within the new covenant. And it's fulfilled in the life of Yeshua. You know, the Hebrew word for tree is, I think we all know that, is what? Etz. That phrase, hang him on a tree, refers to death as a result of hanging on a tree or to display a corpse on the tree after a person has been executed. This is at least partly why there was this rich man. And his name was Joseph. He asked to take Yeshua's body down from that execution stake. And we read in Matthew 27, starting at verse 57. It says, as evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea, and his name was Joseph. Who had himself become a disciple of Yeshua. And going to Pilate, He asked for Yeshua's body, and Pilate ordered that be given to him. And Joseph took that body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and he placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. But the problem here, Yeshua wasn't guilty of a capital offense. So why was he put to death on a tree? Why? According to Jewish priestly legal interpretations that are found in some of the writings of our people, the one who is guilty of treason or guilty of blasphemy should be hanged to death on a tree in full display of everybody, before all the people, before all the priests, before all the Levites, before everyone, because he had been betrayed and he had blasphemed God. And this interpretation of Deuteronomy 21 is found in some of the early Aramaic translations of the Bible and also in rabbinical literature. What happened here is that the Jewish leaders, they saw Yeshua as being hung on a tree as proof. It was proof to them that he was cursed of God, that he had blasphemed Adonai by claiming that he was the Messiah. And in their mind and in their interpretation, if he really was the Messiah, the true Messiah, then he would not have been hung on a tree and become accursed of God. They didn't understand at all the reason and the purpose and the meaning behind Yeshua being hung on that tree and being cursed. It had a much deeper meaning. This Torah portion helps us to see how Yeshua took that full measure of that curse on our behalf by hanging on that tree. He took all the sin of the world. He took all the curses of the world. He took every sin. He took every sickness. He took every disease. He took every pain. He took every sorrow. He took every hurt upon himself so that he would become a curse on our behalf, for each and every one of us in this room, so that we would not